that time Southwest National Bank, which was named then, they changed the name, maybe 74, and spent a year farming and organizing the Mottwood National Bank on Yarborough and Mottwood, which we opened in August of 1974. And I stayed there as founding president and director till 1985, when we sold the business. And I think we were probably about $50 million in assets when we sold the business in 1985. And the original stockholders bought shares at $5 a share in 1974, and we sold out for $35 a share. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Increase, yeah. For 11 years, from 74 to 85.
Not bad. What kinds of organizations do you belong to?
Oh, boy. I guess the Almeida Shrine. El Paso Chamber of Commerce. I'm a lifetime member of the Chamber of Commerce. Coronado Country Club, the Navy League of El Paso, president of St. Clement's Episcopal Parish School for two terms.
What are your duties with that? What do you have to do?
Conduct the board meetings and
probably pretty light.
Give the direction to the school.
Light duties.
Yeah,
yeah. For a Sunday school.
Yeah, yeah. If you got a good headmaster, pretty light. And worked with Southwestern Rodeo Show and just a lot of organizations. It is in banking because I was a commercial lending officer, and so I was exposed to a lot of Beautify El Paso. President of Coronado Country Club.
Wow.
The Armed Forces, president of Armed Forces YMCA, when it was located on Franklin Street, Franklin, Kansas. And chairman of the Columbia Medical Center East, and chairman of the Old St. Joseph's Hospital, which was run by the Catholic Sisters, and founding treasurer of the El Paso Cancer Treatment Center, Cancer Radiation Treatment Center. So that's just a few that can fall off the top of my head. But being in banking, it was a good opportunity, being a native El Paso to family being well known. It was a great opportunity to serve the community and get a lot of exposure and do some good.
Do you happen to know anything about the education of your parents?
My father was went to Missouri Military Academy, and he was valedictorian of his class. And he went on to St. Louis University, and he tells a story about being the son of a wealthy owner, and being a smart aleck, and he and one of his business professors